Let me give you that.
We are recording.
We are. We are live, Houston. Well, what a joy it is to be here. And I've got to turn the buttons on. So, I have a red light. Now, don't forget, if I keep preaching to this side of the room, you've got to remind me. Otherwise, my wife sits there going like that. Do you think what's going on? John chapter 9. You may remember this, where we were last time. I ran out of time and I said we would come back to it. John chapter 9. It's the healing of the blind man. Shall we pray? Loving Father, Heavenly God, what a joy it is to be in the house of the Lord. There's many places we could be, but this is the place we should be. For in your presence there is fullness of joy, and as we gather round your feet, you speak to our hearts. So today, Lord, come. Spirit of God, come, speak. Let's hear the voice of God. For we know that the entrance of your word brings light. You send a word to heal us and deliver us. So come. It's not by might nor by power, that's for sure. It's by your Spirit. You said he would be our teacher, our guide. He would lead us into all truth. He would take those things which are yours and he would reveal them to us. So we're expecting today, as we come to your word, for your Spirit to do his work and for Jesus to be glorified, because it's in his name we ask it. And the people of God say, amen. Amen. John chapter 9. And I've not got time to preach what I preached for you last week, last time round. So I'll very quickly do a recap for you. It starts off, and Jesus saw this man. And remember what I did for you last time? I said that God still sees and hears. And I've been thinking about that over the week. You know, Exodus. I don't know about you, I read my Bible. I like to be organised, but I'm not. So I've just come sort of 1, 2 Samuel, Judges, Exodus, as you do. Why not? And as I go into Exodus, it's that beginning where God speaks to Moses and he said, I have seen the affliction of my people, I have heard their cry, and therefore I have come down. Listen, God still sees and hears. He saw the blind man. He heard, there's another one for you, Bartimaeus when he cried out in the crowd. He still sees, he still hears, and he still acts. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6 says this, I am the Lord, I do not change. Hebrews 13 and 8, it's already been said today, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He saw the blind man. He then did some interesting things. He spat on the ground. We're not going to go there again. He made a paste. I love that bit. People miss it. Jesus actually spat on the ground and sort of made a paste. Smeared it on the man's eyes and said to him, now go and wash at the pool called Siloam, which translated means sent. And now you're around to about verse 11. So that's where we're... Well, prior to that he goes... He comes back and his neighbours say, is this the guy? Some say it looks like him. Some say, no, that's him. He turns around and says, listen, I'm him. Yeah? That's where we're up to. Because verse 11 is where we're going to go today. That's the way we should be, you know. People should say, I knew Ken before, but Jesus has done something in his life and he's different. He's not what he was. 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a
new creation.
You're going to have to help me, otherwise I go on. If any man be in Christ, he is a
new creation.
The old has passed away.
A new has come.
You're really excited about that. The elders passed away. Behold, the new has come. You Christian, you've been born again. Praise God. So listen, verse 11, the guy turns around and says, I am he. And they say, well, what happened? I thought you'd never ask. Listen, I want to talk today about the power of our testimony. So this guy turns around and says, I met a man called Jesus. He didn't say, come to the synagogue. He didn't say, I'm trying harder. He didn't say, somehow I've read some self-help course. He said, I've met a man. Christian people, that's what makes us Christian. We meet this man called Jesus. And I like the way he says it. I've met a man. Fully man, fully God. Always remember that. Jesus wasn't God playing man, and he weren't man playing God. Neither did he become God, as some would say, at the cross. He was God from the very beginning, being of one substance with the Father. He is God, and yet fully man. Get this? Why do I say that? Remember something I said to you last time? That's why you can understand when we go through our problems. He's been one of us. When it hurts, he knows what it's like to hurt. When you get so angry you could just... yet without sin. we might go the next step. And yet in the case of Jesus, yet without tempted in all ways as we are. And yet without sin. Fully man, fully God. I met a man called... Come on, you're reading it. I met a man called Jesus. Now, for those of you who don't know your Bible, or those of you who do, this word Jesus is an interesting word. You always think there was only one guy ever called Jesus. Don't you? Come on. No, you don't. There's masses of them. You go over Israel, there's thousands of Jesuses. Joshua. Yeshua, the Lord who saves. You shall call his name Jesus. You shall call his name Yeshua. You shall call his name the Lord who saves. What's it going to say? Remember when the angel comes to Matthew? You shall call his name Jesus. For he shall what? Save his people from their sins. The word save there is a very interesting word. It's sozo, easy to remember. S-O-Z-O. And it means to deliver, to preserve, to heal, to rescue, to do well, to prosper. Jesus is the answer to your problem. Yeah. Would you just graciously turn to the person next to you, graciously? Just say, Jesus is the answer to your problem. You don't need to know, we run around telling everybody what our problems are. Looking to man to heal our problems. Looking to man to sort out our conditions. Looking to man to have the remedy. I want to tell you there's only one place where God has ordained for you and I to find life. And you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Save us in and save us from the consequences of. The word deliver means to preserve through and take out of. If he can't take you out of, he can keep you through. Can you say amen? Amen. Please join with me, kind of a little bit of feedback. Don't throw things, but if you come along with me, we get along a lot quicker. Amen. Don't worry, I looked at what time we started. Isaiah 53 says this. He was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. Don't you love that? Sometimes when I just feel so lonely and I'm just so cheesed off and I can just Not that you ever would, but lay hands on a man speedily, because the Bible tells me to lay hands on no man speedily. Sometimes I just get so frustrated, but then I remember there is one who is like me, who knows what it's like to be me. He is acquainted with sorrows. A man of sorrows acquainted with grief. I don't know if I agree. John chapter 11, verse 33 said, Jesus at the tomb of Lazarus groaned when he saw what sin had done to humanity. When he saw the grief of the family. When he saw the pain that is all going on around them. It says that Mary and Martha were weeping and giving the big one. And it says that Jesus went to the tomb and groaned. If you struggle with that, read on two verses of Isaiah 11 and 35, shortest verse in the Bible. And Jesus wept. And Jesus wept. He knows what it's like to be one of us. And as one of us, he does what? He goes to the cross and dies as a man. Jesus paid the price for you. As a man. So you get Bishop thinking, what's it, you know? I don't believe in the incarnation, I don't believe in the virgin birth, physics, and then if you do not believe in the virgin birth, your sin is not sin, and you are going to hell. Because there is a man, fully God, who went to the cross for you and I, and paid the price as a man for you and I, as our substitute, in our place. Good thing about it, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He bore them, I don't have to. If I'm now getting older and people come along and say to me, can I carry that for you? Carry on. If someone's borne it for you, you don't have to do it. Booby traps.
We do love you, Ken, honestly.
I saw that. I'm insured. Tell me, how did you do it? Well, I was in church, and that's true. Now, a man called Jesus. Now you get to this interesting stuff. Made a clay. Is that right? So it says you're reading it, John 9, where's the question done, haven't you? Made a clay. He made the means of my healing. This is your testimony, isn't it? You see, you're just, firstly, the man of Jesus. Secondly, he made a way to deal with my sin problem. He made a way for my healing of my body. He made a way for the deliverance of my life. He made a way. He made the remedy. The great physician. In John, you know, it's more than actually read it in Exodus 15 and 26. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Yeah. He made a means for you and I. To be. Hallelujah. Being healed is great. Being whole is better. That's why the Bible says, he who began this good work in you shall complete it. I'm not satisfied where I am. I'm content. I've learned to be content in whatever situation I am in. But 50 odd years on in this journey of faith, I'm still saying, Lord, this boy needs a bit more of you. This boy needs to change a bit more. This boy needs to head renewed every now and again. This boy needs to be delivered from things that still torment him. Yeah. And God in his grace and mercy comes and touches us and sets us free. Jesus made the remedy for our situation. You like that? I thought that was pretty good. In fact, listen to this. Isaiah 53 and 6. The Lord laid on him the iniquities of us all. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. And we see him smitten and afflicted. I've not got time for Isaiah 53. Oh, 1 Peter 2 and 24. You know that one. It's one you should remember. Who in his own body on the tree bore our sins, that we having died to sins might live to righteousness. By whose stripes you were. What's the tense? Word. What is the tense?
Past.
I never went to school enough to have to check with people, but what was the tense? The tense is past. By these stripes you were. And if I were, I is. by his stripes you were. The prophet Isaiah, looking toward the cross, says this: by his stripes you are. Peter, looking on the other side of the cross, says that by his stripes you were. And if I were, I is. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 17, again fulfilling the prophet Isaiah. Jesus is healing everybody. And they say, look, when translated, she takes Isaiah, she takes. Matthew takes Isaiah 53 again and says this: surely has borne our sicknesses and our diseases, our griefs and our sorrows. We've not got time for a Hebrew lesson, but the words can be translated either way. Number three. I met man with Jesus. He made the clay. He anointed my eyes. Remember what I told you last time? To anoint it is a bit more than a little dab of doom. He actually needs to smear, to rub. Jesus rubbed your mouth. I'm right with that. Remember, he said, he's broken all that talk down the street now. I like this, didn't he? Get healed. He goes to the Bullseye Logan. And there's got this other way of his face. Excuse me, maybe you've got a bubble over his face. Yeah, I was going to him.
Yeah, exactly.
You see, this guy wasn't embarrassed. Now, we've had the pleasure of going all over the world preaching various congregations. And the hardest thing about people receiving from God is embarrassment. You know, you've preached, you've done God's word, and people are talking, oh yeah, yeah, and they're right there, and they're spirit. Done with that. I'm in France. The same thing to you. And we went out to preach, didn't we? Remember the story of people? So I preached that song. Yeah, I did sometimes. And I knew God moved, and there's a bit of a crying. And I was thinking, so I'm going to pray for the sick. So, is there anyone there who, yeah, no. So, of course, I'm visiting the preacher, you know you've got to come back again, so we're embarrassing a bit, you know. So, I'm not a nice person here. I've seen God moving among you. I know God's touching you. Well, none of you respond. Then she just woman gets up. She's a big woman. And then look on her face. I'm daring her. She's going to hit me. And she's got in there, they store anything. She's got anything she's put over the top of the vials to stop flies getting in. And then, moving on one side and on the other. So, what's the matter with your sister? Frozen shoulder. Bless God. By now, I've got a cold shoulder. Put your hands up. Woo! Of course, once you get one, the whole room then takes off, doesn't it? This guy is covered with blood. Going up to the pool, pulling sideline. This translated means sinner.
We talked about obedience last time. I want to talk to you about God applying something to our life.
This was really love this morning. Grace. Yeah, it's got to bring that healing into my life. Grace. Undeserved. Unfairly. You don't get it because you deserve it. You don't get it because you earn it. And you don't get it because you do enough. Just God. Paul says it like this: by the grace of God, I am what I am. By the grace of God, I am what I am. For those of you who like some scripture, that's 1 Corinthians 15:10. What about this? 2 Corinthians 12:9. My grace is. My grace is. God's got enough for you. Sometimes I might question, well, you might question when you look at me, think, has he got enough for him? But my grace is sufficient. God's got enough to get us through. Last this one, just for the sake of this. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 says this. You know it.
For by grace you have been saved. Not just a... Not as any much but today. God is a giver. And if he hears our cry, he moves on our behalf. God is a giver, and yet he's still a question. I met a man called Jesus who made the means of my healing. He applied it to my life. And he said, God, it's all so loving to me, sin. There's a place for you and I to go. There's a place for God. Everything we need, everything we should want, everything we desire is found in one place. It's found at the cross. Mm-hmm. Remember, who's old enough to be old enough to go? At the cross where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith. I received my sight, and now the footstep, and now, and now I am happy sometimes. Occasionally. When the sun's shining. When I win the lottery. And now I am happy. Oh. Do you know we don't sing happy songs, do we? Did you? The week I'm not here. Yeah. All right.
Lots of old hymns.
Oh. Right, ready? You all right so far? Met man for Jesus. He made the means of my healing. He applied it to my life. I found it at Calvary. Read on. Quick, two more. I washed. That's what it says, isn't it? Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, I'm always a bit confused. The reason I get confused, one says if you're willing to be in the middle of the land, the other one says this, though your sins be as scarlet, you shall be white as snow. Raised up to God's sin, and all my past is lost in the sea of God's forgetfulness. As far as the east is, from the west, that Father has removed my sin from it. There's a place I can go and find healing and cleansing and deliverance. Yeah. I don't know if I agree, there's always someone. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7 says this, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with the other. Interesting question. Interesting statement. Does that mean I have fellowship with God? Does that mean I have fellowship with you? Either way, it's dependent on walking in the light. If I walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with the other. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all. Say all. All. Oh, you don't know Ken. All. You didn't see Ken. All. Oh, you didn't hear Ken. All. You don't know my past Ken. All. You don't know me. You don't know where I come from. I can tell you what the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus' blood will never lose its power. Do you remember? No, never, no, never. Jesus' blood still abounds in sin forever, and it will never lose its power. The vilest offender who truly believes that I am from Jesus, all pardon his sins. There's a place. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from a man's hands. And sinners plunged beneath that blood lose all their guilt. I do believe, I will believe that Jesus died for me, that on that cross he shed his blood from sin to set me free. Hallelujah.
If you're saved today, there's a place we can go to. There is a cleansing. There is a balm in Gilead, for those of you who want me to get Pentecostal. There is a place where we can go and be washed. And be clean. So much for you. Maybe you're also sanctified, you never have to worry about it. But there's a place I can go to.
Amen.
Ready? I'm closing. Look at that. You believe in miracles. A man called Jesus, who made a remedy for my situation. With my grace, applied it to my life. He sent me to the cross. And there his blood washed me clean. Once more. What's the last one? I received my sight. What's his better testimony? Remember that three months further on in John 9. Once I was blind. I don't know that much. To be a great theologian, eschatologically profound. But I know one thing. What's blind?
You're
seeing. And now I see. And that's one thing that no one can take from you. That you know that you have met with the Lord Jesus Christ. And he has touched your life. And you have been radically changed, and you know. Let the devil come. Let the world come. Let the world deride or pity. You're a figure of this, buddy. I have the glory in his name. No one can take from you what God's done. That's it? We should stand in the presence of the Lord today, could we not? I've been brief, haven't I? Hey, half an hour. Half an hour. Look, for me, it's a good job of not back at home in my place, isn't it? I'll just do an introduction. Should we stand in the presence of the Lord? Do you know this man? I would be amiss if I didn't ask you today, do you know this man? Have you been to Calvary? Have you come to a suffering Saviour who died for you and just said, Lord, I'm a sinner? You know it. If I walked up to you and said, you're a sinner, you'd be upset, but you know it. Big sin, little sin. You know that? I've read in the Bible, really, in varying degrees. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. None is righteous. No, not one. As Arthur said earlier, God gives grace to the humble, but he resists the proud. Before he sends away empty, the empty he sends away. There's a man who died to save you and I. He will save his people from their sins. If you come to Calvary and then apply that healing grace, that blood that was shed for you at Calvary, take me to Calvary. Let him apply it to you. Maybe today you've been away from God. Maybe today is the day where you can just come back and say, Lord, I'm sorry. But you said, if I confess my sin, you are faithful and just to forgive me my sin and to cleanse me. Wash me. And I shall be as white as snow. And then, before the world, before heaven, before hell, before angels, before devils, before demons, you can say that and say, I'm a Christian. I've been set free by the blood of the Lamb. I have been washed, I have been cleansed, I am accepted, I am a child of God. And maybe today you can start that journey. So, whatever it is now, maybe your eyes closed, we're going to pray. Maybe you've been away from God. Maybe today's a day for you to come home and just, Lord, forgive me. Maybe you've been living in sin and you know it. Maybe today you want to start fresh. Or maybe like me, I just need that grace applied. Afresh.
As we pray today, make this your prayer. And we'll believe God with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you today. Not trusting in anything, but your invitation. You invite us to come. Come and be cleansed. Come and be forgiven. Come and find life. Come and enjoy fellowship with you. Come and enjoy a relationship as we've heard today. Come. Come unto me, all of you. Whomsoever will to the Lord may come. So I come. Sinner, backslider, sick, needy, broken. I come. And at the feet of your cross, I receive your grace again. I know I don't deserve it. I know I can't earn it. But I thank you that you give it. Mm-hmm. I just receive from your hand. You just raise your hands to him. And just receive from the hand of God. Let him touch your life. He touched me, he touched me, and all the joy left was my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't bless the Lord now, and you're something wrong. Come on, let's just bless the Lord. Thank you for his goodness. Thank you for his mercy. Tell him today how glad you are. How glad is it? Such a shadow of the house. How much you appreciate this man. Lord, we bless you. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my house. My soul shall make a boast in him. Many shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with their last as long as his name together. For God has been good. So good. So good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.